بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Still reading this hadith of the person who had killed 99 people and finally 100 people, and then how he was keen to repent and turn back to Allah Ta'ala. His first effort had failed, that he met the wrong person, and then he killed that person also, that monk. And then he went to, again he was sincere in seeking his repentance. So then he went to an alim, a person who knew the, who had the marifat of Allah and knew the great kindness and mercies of Allah, forgiveness of Allah. And then he told him that definitely Allah Ta'ala will forgive you. And then after that he passed away, and Allah Ta'ala had decreed for him to go to Jannah. So this is that a person, if he does any wrong, he must never lose hope in the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. But on the other hand, he must never become bold to break the laws of Allah Ta'ala and feel that Allah will forgive, so I can do anything. As many times it is our nature that we commit gunas and we say Allah is Ghafoorur Rahim. Before committing guna, a person must have the azab of Allah in front of him. If due to his weakness, perchance he was overtaken and he committed guna, now he must ask, have mercy, have great hope in the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. Shaitan works with us in the opposite way, that before committing the guna, he says, you make the guna, Allah is Ghafoorur Rahim, Allah will forgive you. And when you commit the guna, then shaitan makes you lose hope, that you have committed such and such gunas, where can you be forgiven? And then you lose hope in the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. So we must be very careful that we choose the correct path, that is, we abstain totally from all sins. And perchance if we did fall into sin, then don't ever lose hope in the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. Further, in a few points that I mentioned, another important lesson we draw from the hadith is that a person should abstain from befriending sinners and evil-minded individuals. This is also a very important thing that we learn from this hadith, and we should see that what company we keep, and where we are forced to keep some not so good company, like because of business, etc., we have to mix with different types of people, and sometimes we have to have meetings with people also in the businesses, and we have to spend hours with other people. In all that, we must be very careful that our heart does not incline towards those people. And outwardly, our business that we have to deal with, or what is necessary, as far as that is concerned, then only to that extent it should be. We should not socialize with them, may give them invitations, they come visit by us, we go and visit by them, etc. And this is for those things which are necessary for us. A person has to go shopping, for example. And when he goes shopping, that whole environment, he's in that company, he's in that situation, which is a situation which is alien to Islam and very harmful for his deen. There also he must be very much on his guard. As we are taught, as when we are in such business places, then we should read the fourth kalima. And continuously reading, this will protect us. Where the rewards are also so great, we will be protected as well. But unnecessary meetings like sports, etc., going to different holiday resorts and we are mixing and we are in and out with the wrong people, that is very dangerous for us. Anywhere else where it's unnecessary for us to be, and it's not absolutely necessary to be in such environments, in such places, that is very harmful for a person. Where it is necessary, then only to the extent, and we must be very careful that our hearts don't incline towards them. One should instead strive to remain in the company of the righteous ulama, the ubbad, those people who worship Allah Ta'ala, the pious, and those who have reformed themselves, so that one may benefit from them. That a person must make effort. Today it is very difficult for us to even accept and understand that, for example, in holidays, instead of going to some resort, going to some holiday place, etc., or for sports, to be mixing with the wrong people, etc., and to be in their company for so long, if a person stops from this, he's regarded as being extreme, etc. And actually, in those days, if we spend our time in Jamaat, we go for Umrah, we make atikaf in a masjid, we spend the time in the company of the righteous and the pious, but it's very difficult for us to accept that. Our nature is not that we feel this person is too extreme and is too hard, etc. And with our children also, the company that they are keeping in schools, that whole environment, the university environment, for our, especially our girls, in the corporate world which they are involved, which they get involved in, and we know what things happen there. And towards the end of the year, the parties that start taking place, these things are extremely dangerous for a person. And at all times we must remember that this world is not our object. We haven't come here to live, we have come to die and to prepare for life after death. That life is an eternal life, forever and ever. And this life is very, very temporary. Yeah, we have just come here not to live it up, not to enjoy, but to prepare for the akhirat all the time. So if we keep that in mind, and then our perspective can come in order as well. In truth, adopting the habits and company of the close servants of Allah is proof of one's true inclination to repent. When a person wants to really repent and correct his life, and a person gets some idea of the life of the qabr, what it will be, and how a mort will come to a person, what will be Qiyamah's day, and of course after that, may Allah protect us when that final decision is made, if it is made of Jahannam, and to go into the fire even for a little while. And may Allah protect us if we did not leave with Iman, to be forever in the fire of Jahannam. It is the price just to enjoy this world and to forsake our akhirat is the height of stupidity and the greatest enmity to our own selves. So Allah give us tawfiq that we understand that we go towards righteousness. And for that, the right company. Masjid is a place where malaika abound. We are in the company of the malaika. Masjid is a place where the righteous and the pious people come. So we will have that and that company of theirs. So we should try and choose such places and not other places where there is total ghaflat, unmindfulness, and in fact open transgression of the laws of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala says clearly in the Quran, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهِ وَكُونُوا مَا الصَّادِقِينَ. We have taqwa, and in order to have it, stay with those people who genuinely have got taqwa. Stay in their company and inshallah you will also get taqwa. Ulama unanimously agree that Allah Ta'ala accepts the sincere repentance of a murderer. A person who had murdered but he makes sincere tawbah, Allah accepts his tawbah also. A person who reads the kalima will be forgiven. He dies with the kalima. And wa'in zana, wa'in saraqa. Even if he had committed adultery, even if he had stolen, that also Allah will forgive if a person makes tawbah. And the barakat of the kalima, he will eventually come out of Jahannam. But to spend 1 second, just the thought of Jahannam is beyond a person. So we should be making tawbah istighfar. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used examples and narratives to convey his message, as these are easy to comprehend and remember. In giving the message of deen, even if we speak to our family, our children, whoever we speak to, examples the Quran Sharif has used extensively. The Hadith has used extensively examples and narratives, incidents of other people and lessons that we draw from there. Not any particular person, because then we can fall into ghibat. But to speak generally that this happened, and we take lessons from there, this is very impressive. rather than just stating the law and just that this is halal, this is haram, but to give by way of examples and explaining. It is permissible to relate the incidents of previous nations if they do not contradict any teachings of Islam. So incidents of other people of the previous nations, it is permissible, but as long as it does not go against any of the teachings of our deen. May Allah Ta'ala give us sincere tawbah to protect ourselves from all sin. Perchance we fall into sin, never to delay, immediately then to make tawbah sincerely and stay away from that sin forever in future.